The Business Hour with Cyril Viljoen on OFM.
Goeienaand ook, welkom by die sake hier, saam met my Cyril Viljoen, en ek hoop jy het 'n ongelooflike lekker erfenisdag so ver waar jy is in Sentraal Suid-Afrika. Nog vir jou baie lekker Suid-Afrikaanse musiek wat ons met jou gaan deel. And also if you just tune in, well, Biltong. We all love Biltong. We all want to eat Biltong every now and again. And we spoke to Adele Botham. She is from Carve Biltong Workshop in Mimosa Mall. To just sort of find out a little bit more about the history of Biltong itself, the difference between Biltong and beef jerky, for instance. So here's a bit of that conversation that I had with her earlier today. So Biltong, uniquely South African, gotta love it. But before we get into the tasty bits of Biltong, I would like to find out from you, you know, how did this business come about? What inspired you guys to specialize in Biltong?
Well, Cyril, that's a very, very good question, actually. After many years in a completely different industry, becoming a mother made me have to rethink my career choice. And I needed more flexibility in order to have time to be present in my daughter's life. So I had thought about it, and Biltong, every South African product. And when you think about it, who doesn't like Biltong? I wouldn't trust someone who doesn't like it. From babies to opas, everyone enjoys a meaty snack. It's enjoyed by all, regardless of cultural background. It's a timeless classic.
Definitely, definitely. And I mean, if we look at the past 6 months, I mean, it was a difficult time with the national lockdown. We're at level one now. You know, how has COVID-19 impacted your business, and are things going better now at level one?
Well, Cyril, I don't think there's a business or industry that hasn't been affected by lockdown and COVID-19. I mean, we're all in the same storm. Although Biltong is a food item, it is seen as a luxury item by many, and that's something you add to your grocery list unless cooking or baking. We are the first Biltong store in Bloemfontein to be listed on various delivery service platforms so that you can order Biltong snacks via WhatsApp or smart apps while staying home. So keeping you safe at home.
All right. So Biltong, of course, a South African favorite, as you also mentioned. You know, when was it invented? What's the history behind it?
Dried meat has been around for centuries, and its history can be traced to plenty of different cultures. Although at that time, it wasn't known as Biltong, and the process was slightly different and without vinegar and coriander. Biltong was created here in South Africa over 400 years ago, as ice boxes and fridges had not been invented yet in the 17th century. Biltong, as it's known today, involves from dried meat carried by the wagon traveling voortrekkers who needed stock of durable food as they migrated from the Cape. The meat was preserved and had to be dried for a fortnight, after which it would be ready for packaging in cloth bags. Prior to the introduction of refrigeration, the curing process was used to preserve all kinds of meat in South Africa. And that's how Biltong was born. The word Biltong is derived from the Dutch word bil, meaning meat or rump, and tong, meaning strip. So essentially, Biltong means strip of beef.
Strip of beef. Got to love that. All right. So definitely going to be eating it differently from now on. The difference, though, between beef jerky, you know, I've heard a lot about beef jerky, between that and Biltong.
There is quite some confusion with it when you speak internationally about it. Biltong is not to be confused with jerky, as the process differs. Biltong is similar to traditional beef jerky, but it's also vastly different. It's made using our South African family traditions, and it's not smoked or cooked like beef jerky is, but instead spiced to perfection, marinated in vinegar, and air-dried for up to 7 days, whilst not being cooked like jerky.
Okay, all right. And then also the best meat to use, you know, when it comes to Biltong, will it be wildlife meat or maybe beef?
Well, that's a personal preference. For me, personally, it's beef. Wildlife like Springbok doesn't have that juicy fat. And as the South African proverb goes, good Biltong is like a good woman. The best have a little bit of fat on them.
All right. So then also tell me, Adele, you know, what's the best way of storing Biltong? If you decide, especially now with lockdown, I think we all realize we need to store our favorite foods and maybe bulk up on that. So what's the best way to store it if you now have a lot of Biltong?
Well, who stores Biltong? But Biltong gets enjoyed as soon as you get home. But you can keep your Biltong in a dry, brown paper bag, or after you've opened the packet, you can also keep your Biltong in a dry wooden bowl and keep it covered with a cloth or paper towel that's always dry.
Adele, if we go into what you guys do at your store, you know, are there some special craft Biltong that you sell?
Yes, that is what makes Craft Biltong Workshop so different and unique. We're not your average Biltong store. We only use the finest Sparta quality beef guts in our biltong range, and we added a unique twist by flavoring the biltong with fresh herbs in a unique flavor combination, but not too weird that you might think it's Tony Hilda that inspired them. Currently, we have free biltong fusions and an odds and ends mixture. We have a chili and garlic made with fresh cayenne pepper and green serrano chilies and garlic cloves, which is our most popular fusion. Then we have a rosemary, black pepper and garlic, which reminds you of a juicy steak with a pepper sauce, made with fresh rosemary and herbs picked by hand. Then we have something lighter on the palate as a fresh summer's breeze. It's Calf's Lemon and Thyme Fusion Biltong, and again, made with fresh herbs and lemon zest. And then we've recently added a little bit something different, and it's called our Odds and Ends Mixture. And as the name suggests, it's a mixture of almost everything and just stopping before the Wimblick. It contains biltong, chili borscht, and biltong snap sticks, and it's seasoned with the ever-popular rooibos sweet chili sauce and a few other flavor enhancers.
I'm so hungry right now. Thank you so much for taking time to chat with us and also sharing all your speciality biltongs and also some of the history. I mean, really, really awesome. Didn't know all of that. And good luck for you guys as well now with Heritage Day and with the rest of this year, Adele.
Oh, thanks, Cyril. We appreciate it. And thanks for letting us tell you and the listeners today a bit more about biltong.
That was, of course, Adele Botham from Calf Biltong Workshop in Mimosa Mall, taking time to also share her wisdom with us. And I must say, really, my mouth is watering, but I do hope that you are, whatever you're doing in Central South Africa, celebrating our incredible heritage, being it by eating a bit of biltong or just putting something on the braai. I mean, the time of night is, well, the time of day now is just perfect to light that fire and celebrating your heritage, whatever it might be.
The Business Hour with Cyril Fulyoun on OFM.